Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
So mystical and magical. And we've got those tickets right now. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety in a sunny day outside. Benson Boone tickets, here we go. We're doing these all day on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 p.m. Mason's got them all day. We had them all day. Jane's got them all through her show. Right now, text the word GIFT. That's this hour's code word. Text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to our contest line 20357. You're entered to win the mystical, magical 4-pack of tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center. Text the word GIFT to 20357 for tickets for the show. Courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is GIFT. Next hour, new code word.
With Mason.
With Mason.
That Mason is a follow on Instagram if you're looking for someone to see what's up.
Yeah. She's lately, got opinions on some stuff.
She's been fighting with quite a few haters, and she will let you have it.
She will take down the haters.
Yeah. She takes down the haters.
Yeah. She does.
Don't hate.
Or you'll be gotten by Mason.
I don't know why anybody hate on her. She's great.
She's like a hater warrior.
Yeah.
Princess.
Yes.
Right? Is it warrior princess?
Yes.
Warrior queen.
Good job.
Thank you. The 2026 Coachella lineup. It was announced in full last night, apparently. Justin Bieber.
It's so good. I don't know.
Devo's on the list. I knew when I saw Devo, I'm like, Vinny's going to
be so
happy.
Million bands that are good. None of the ones that I love are headliners.
No.
But Interpol is on the list. Turnstile's on the list.
I don't know them.
Devo's on the list.
The Strokes are on the list. Foster the People, David Byrne.
Oh, the XX is...
The XX is on
is
there.
Is way up there towards the top.
Young Thug, Big Bang, Cascade, Wet Leg, Iggy Pop.
Leve's playing.
FKA Twigs.
Nine Inch Nails is doing a show. Yeah, they're doing it with an electronic producer called Boys Noise. So that's why you see Nine Inch Noise on there. Because I was confused. I'm like, way up high. I'm like, that's got to be Nine Inch Nails. So it is.
So, but they've got Nine Inch Noise on day one, and then Boys Noise is listed on day two. So it sounds like they're going to do something with them. And then also they have their own set.
Okay.
The person does. Yeah. So the thing here, though, is so it's Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber. They're headlining two of the nights. Karol G and Italian electronic artist Anima, A-N-Y-M-A. They are your headliners. And so I don't know who Anima is, so I looked him up. Very handsome.
They just did a big thing at the Sphere recently. They're known for their visuals.
Yes, actually, I'm looking at some of the it looks like that incredible sort of CG wild psychedelic art. The guy's name is Anima is the solo project of Matteo Milleri, an Italian American electronic music producer, DJ, multidisciplinary artist. He's also known as half a duo called Tale of Us, T-A-L-E. He's a 37-year-old dude. They say he's from New York, New York.
To me, Friday and Saturday are like a top. It's hard to, I don't know which day I'd pick. If I had to pick one, it'd be a hard pick.
Yeah.
I'd probably go day two, but there's a lot on day one that I would want to see.
Well, if you were a kid, you'd be like, I'll be sleeping over and doing two.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, are you kidding
me? Days.
Bob, are you going this year?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe.
Why wouldn't you?
Better get that stuff in before you pop out a baby.
It's pricey, I know. Oh, my God. So, weirdly, it's $100 less for weekend two than it is for weekend one. I don't. Does that mean they think everyone's going to
That's so
cancel?
Interesting.
I know. It's $649. This is for the whole weekend. General admission, $649 for weekend one, $549 for weekend two. What if there's less stuff on the second weekend?
There's not less stuff, but I think I've told you guys this. The celebs and the influencers go weekend one, and then weekend two is usually less crowded,
oh,
no
yeah,
grass.
Oh, you said that, right. It's mm-hmm. that it's a little more gritty.
Yeah.
It's for the music fans.
The riffraff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've got a great EDM lineup on here, which is...
Is that your thing?
It's my friend group's thing, but that's a big part of the... of festivals is you got to draw in the EDM crowd because they will travel, they will party.
That's it. There have been some scheduling like that I've watched as a person who sees this stuff for my job, and I've often wondered, how is that the headliner? But it makes sense.
They're better at dancing all night.
But they also, the people who are making the schedules know who's going to show. Like, that's the
exactly.
thing. They know. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It reminds, you know, it at Burning Man, there's a lot of
Playa Techno.
Playa Techno. And it's funny because when John went with his friend Joe, they would just like every corner they would turn, there'd be, you know, he'd be like, oh man, this is my favorite song. And they'd turn a corner and he'd hear, oh no, wait, hold on. This is my favorite song. There's also, they're saying here, Radiohead's Kid Amnesia. Kid A. Amnesia. Kid Amnesia. It sounds like it's an art exhibition.
That's two of their albums kind of mashed.
Mm-hmm. Amnesia. And they call it a bunker debut. So it's possible it could be the art exhibition.
I've been hearing stuff about Radiohead again. So I think they're going to start turning up. Which I'm a fan of theirs.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
And I was in Golden Gate Park for the first Outside Lands when Radiohead was the headliner and they blew out their sound. And we're sitting there. They don't know.
Their stage
Tom
mix
York,
is working.
Tom York is singing and dancing and doing his whole thing. And we're all sitting there in silence going, we can't hear you, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, did they fix it?
They did, but it was definitely a first event thing. Like,
big
whoops,
snafu.
We didn't know.
Oh, the entire PA system has shut down.
It was crazy.
But the band, who gets fed a whole different mix, is like, we're fine. What?
Having the time of their life.
They must have turned it up to 11.
They must have.
Radiohead is so good live. So
yeah,
so is Tom York solo, if you have a chance.
Well, you know how weird he is, too. So he was doing his old...
Yeah.
And you're just like, bro, we cannot hear you.
Yesterday, I was telling you about the Zach Bryan scaling a barbed wire fence to fight Gavin Adcock.
He showed him while ripping his pants in hat in two.
He showed that fence.
So you've probably seen that clip. It's we were watching it yesterday. It's pretty funny. It's less barbed wire than you think it will be. It's like a chain link fence with a string of it at the top. It isn't quite
that is still barbed wire.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question.
And if you've
he
ever
poked
been
himself
by
in the
it,
nuts.
It's no good.
Yeah. Now Gavin has come forward to tell his side of the story.
Mr. Adcock?
Mr. Adcock is speaking.
What does he have to say?
He told fans on social media that Zach had been hanging around the festival all day with his security, asking other artists, where's Gavin? And flipping people off. He says Zach waited until just before his set to pull up in a pickup truck outside the fence and started shouting threats. But rather than throw punches, Gavin chose to walk away. Here's his quote. had to headline a headline show to play. Dude was absolutely wasted. Had to do what was good for the fans. Everybody knows how that would have ended. I guess he's saying I would have beat the crap out of Zach. He said it wasn't worth going to jail over that psycho. He did admit to stirring the pot, which escalated things, and he wasn't impressed with the fence jump. He says he created this whole I'm jumping over the fence narrative just to try to make himself look tougher, even though he could have just walked in on the gate. It was right there. He'd been there all day.
Oh, I'm Team Adcock all the way.
Me too. In the end, Gavin stood by his choice to keep the peace. He said, no artist that cares about their fans is going to fight right before they're set. I know my decision I made was right. I didn't take the Zach Bryan bait. And I'll be praying for him to get better because he sure needs it. Yeah, he threw God in at the end there. That's nice.
He said, rotten fruit falls off the tree by itself.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's a great expression.
I'm going to use that one. Thanks, Gavin.
It's good. And now,
yeah.
Well, maybe I'll squeeze in the jelly roll thing because I have something special for you. And I'm looking at the clock. I have some time. Jelly roll met the Pope. He's playing.
Wait.
At Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll. He met the Pope. They're doing their international big ass international tour right now. Him and Post Malone. So they were playing at
the Vatican.
The Vatican in Vatican City for
Get Out.
Yes.
It's
the Grace for the World concert, and he got to meet the Pope.
Oh my
goodness! I know.
What?
But here's the it's a festival, Grace for the World. It's a big concert, and so he played, gets to meet the Pope, and he took a picture of himself in his Louis Vuitton suit. I don't know if it's like a full on suit. Looks kind of like, I don't know. You want to come take a look? So. He basically said, I'm slim enough now that I can fit in Louis Vuitton.
He is.
Doesn't he look great? So.
It's not a suit.
No. It's like a button-down shirt. Kind of almost like looks like a zippered kind of cool guy jacket and a pair of pants. There's a full length and he does have like black boots on. Whatever.
I don't know the terms or what's insulting, but he was morbidly obese.
He was,
I apologize in advance.
And 50
pounds.
He
is now, is that svelte?
No.
Thin?
It's by comparison,
tiny?
It is. But listen to this.
400 pounds lighter?
Maybe.
No. Less than 200 pounds.
What?
Yeah. Here, hold on. Let me give you the.
Still a lot.
There's the full. But I'm with you.
He
Vinny.
Doesn't even have a gut right there.
I'm with you. He looks amazing, which is why when I read. So he was 550 pounds. He has lost almost 200 pounds. So the dude we're looking at is 350-ish, which doesn't seem right. Like
he's
these seem
carrying
like old,
that very well.
These seem like old numbers to me. His face is slimmed down. He actually looks somewhat trim.
If he didn't have.
How tall is he, please? Can you get
he's
me
probably tall.
I was just looking at him.
If he didn't have the face tattoos, you wouldn't just pass right by that and not know that it was him.
Yep. Jelly Roll's waistline is slimming down so much I cannot fit in Louis Vuitton. He took a picture at the Vatican looking fly. Is what it says here.
I'm happy for him that this is. Can he make a lifestyle change, or is this going to be the binge purge thing?
I don't know. They're saying he's down nearly 200 pounds, and that truthfully, he looks way more than that if he started at 550. And he's saying it's thanks to exercise, clean eating, cutting down on late night excess. One of his main goals when he started this whole thing was to be on the cover of Men's Health by 2026.
He didn't get on Wegovy.
He's got to be.
I agree. I feel like it would certainly be a lot easier for him, but he has not admitted that I know of.
I was 15 pounds overweight and my doctor was threatened. Now, I realize you can be pre-diabetic and almost be in shape, mm-hmm. and then you can be not pre-diabetic and be 100 pounds. So I get that, but still, he's a guy I would imagine the doctors were going.
You're going to die.
Yeah, I'm guessing he got the help and there's no shame in that.
Right. Well, if he has, I'm not seeing that. He's crediting diet and exercise.
Okay.
That may or may not be true. But honestly, I don't think there's any shame in it.
No.
Nope.
So there you go. Jelly Roll has lost so much weight, he can wear Louis Vuitton. And he says, I can fit Louis Vuitton now.
He's probably
from my bank account.
One of those guys. Designer duds are expensive.
I'll do it.
Ah.
And now a little sweet surprise for you.
Ah.
Here is your headline. Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson belts out our national anthem at Pittsburgh Steelers game.
I've got the finale.
Yeah,
here
give me the finale.
Yeah, if he doesn't go metal scream, it's not worth hearing.
And the whole thing sounded pretty damn good.
The crowd loves him.
The crowd went crazy. Yeah. Well, he's a bunch of, you know, football fans. Iron Maiden!
Yes.
It's Pittsburgh,
so
man.
So fun. He looks great. Do you want to see a picture of him performing? So there he is. You would not be able to pick him out of a lineup. He looks like any old dude with his hair tied back and a ponytail tight to his head. Black, but he's standing there, just standing there.
I love that man.
I know, me too.
And nobody makes tights look legit like that guy does.
Yeah.
Tights and high tops.
The whole thing. Amazing. All right, there you go. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
I got a lot of stuff left, including the Grey Divorce.
Oh.
And more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Tonight. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice, the morning show. Good vibes and variety. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. And all the links to all our personal profiles are up there, too. What?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Benson Boone Tickets. Ooh, yes. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win the Mystical Magical 4-pack to Benson Boone October 1st at Chase Center, courtesy of Golden Voice. If you haven't been to Chase Center yet, it's a great venue.
That'd be a fun show to see.
Really then. Fun. Absolutely.
I was hoping you would sing Mystical Magical.
I won't. But you could.
I do it all the time.
Do it now.
Mystical Magical.
Oh, that's so fun.
Mystical, oh, baby, it's mystical. Magical. Oh.
Who sings that again?
Benson Boone.
Let's
playing.
Let him.
Oh.
Oh, burn.
Oh. Snarky little minx.
What was that?
Was it all smoke and mirrors? What? Was my whole life a lie?
What?
Yes.
What?
What is happening?
Adult children are having a real hard time with
adult
the number.
Children.
Yes, of gray divorces out there in the world.
Oh, as in
the parents
suddenly
have had their life. The kids, you know, they say stay together for the kids.
They do.
And yet even then the parents continue to stay together. But there's a point where they've decided, and gray divorce is very popular now. Mm. It's become a thing. Divorce later in life is becoming more common. Scientists are beginning to explore the deep impact this can have on adult children and their relationships. They say divorce is graying. And the United States has one of the highest divorce rates in the world. Even though the past four decades, it's fallen among younger couples. Instead, middle-aged and older adults have taken over. In fact, adults age 65 and older are now the only age group in the United States with a growing divorce rate. 65 and over.
Well, you know, be happy. If that's what it takes to be happy, there is no too late for happy. I know a couple who, and they're parents of a friend of mine's, and she had had enough of him and just decided, that is it, I am done. And she thought, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have, you know, a party. He was married again within a year, and she's like still kind of bummed out and lives with like her oldest kid.
Oh, she's not happy.
No, it didn't work. Not that she was happy when she was married either. Like, probably understood. That was for the best. But I think she really thought, like, I'm going to stick it to that guy after all this time.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I went, oh, no. He, like, immediately found someone, hooked right up, and got married again.
Well, you know, I'll tell you how you date is you get on the apps or you go out and you be around others. Mm. And that's how that doesn't come find you.
Nope. You do have to go looking.
Unless, I mean, the mailman comes by and so does the delivery guy, other delivery guys. Yeah. If you're, you know, if that's.
Are you married? Are you single? I'm ready.
Work in the delivery circuit might work.
I'm going to order more stuff. Where do you work for again?
Anyway, I think that's super interesting. Adults age 65 and older are now the only age group in the United States with a growing divorce rate. What I'm really surprised by is as they talk about the adult children.
When you said adult children, I'm like, adult children? Are those just what we're calling adults now?
First of all, they say we're getting married later in life, which is one of the issues that has, there's a mix of reasons, including we still live at home. So, sure. You know, we're not ready for that.
Yeah, you can live here, but you can't have a wife and kids here also.
They also say that a lot of younger people are doing the right thing in that they're not in unfulfilling marriages just to get the hell out of the house, which certainly, and I'm not, my mom and dad were definitely in love, but they got married and moved out very young.
Yeah.
And she had her first kid. I think I was born when she was 21.
Yep.
And that was the start of, you
that
know.
That is when it was happening. When my mom was, I think she turned 20 right after she had me.
20.
Yeah, and I was very much a shotgun baby.
Like
wedding.
She was pregnant in her wedding gown.
Yes.
Oh boy.
I know. But she
was she showing?
It actually is a maternity gown, but she was married in June and I wasn't born till November. She was pissed but you know, I guess
she
they
was
wanted
pissed.
She was pissed that she was in a maternity gown, but I guess her mom was like,
well, you're pregnant.
You're pregnant. Get in that dress and get down the aisle. Marry that man.
Anyway, I give people credit. If you find yourself unfulfilled and unhappy in your 50s and 60s, you still might live 20 more years.
You should. And if you're not happy, you should do things that make you happy.
I know my mom, when my dad passed away, obviously she was ruined by it, but she just was like, that was my guy. She still has a very full life and is doing her thing and makes her own decisions. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with being alone if you are okay that way.
Right.
You know, but if she came to me and said, I've met someone, I would say, that is great, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm not bummed in the least.
No.
And I'm surprised.
Have companionship if you want it.
Grown kids, as they say here in the story, are having trouble with it. No. It wasn't all a lie. It wasn't all smoke and mirrors, but people grow apart. Like marriage, you know, how did Ben Affleck say it?
It's work. It's the best kind of work, but it is work. I'm happy to work on it for and no one I'd rather work with.
Right.
Did I get it right?
You got it right. That is exactly the speech he gave before they divorced.
I believe it was, later that year.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, I just think, if you guys haven't kept up and you've grown apart, now you're just two roommates and you haven't decided that's the only thing for you. You might have another whole chapter of life ahead of you.
Yeah.
I don't know why your kids would hold that against you.
Well, kids want things to be the way that
they're grown.
I agree with you 100%, but you know how people are. They're like, no, you guys have always been together and that's going to continue because we're going to be bringing our kids here for Christmas. We're not going to split time between your house and dad's house.
You're going to have to because we're breaking up.
Yeah. What? That's ridiculous. Stop with the crazy talk,
Mom. Just thought this is from the Chronicle today. This is yesterday. San Francisco's biggest mall is now 93% empty.
Oh, what's our biggest mall?
The one on Market, right around the corner from where we sit.
The Westfield Galleria?
No, that is not Westfield. It is the San Francisco Center on Market Street, which was once valued at $1 billion, is now down to $195 million with no tenants.
Jesus.
93% empty. And they've got some good restaurants down in the bottom floor there.
You can
go eat. But I think Nordy's left, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Well, who's
and that's
left.
The problem. You get rid of those big anchor stores are going away and malls are just going.
Christina and I, when we first started dating, would come into town and just park across the street from that mall and you'd walk through at Bloomingdale's and get right in there. And then from there, we'd either go out into the city or stay in the mall. And now it's just empty.
It's so frighteningly strange.
Well, it shouldn't be that surprising considering we all shop online now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah.
And with the chore that it is to sometimes deal with the city, like right now, I don't know which one of the tech companies or actually which company at all is doing their current, what do they call those, trade show?
Yeah.
But it's shut down over on the Moscone.
Yep.
And like the street, they put those big dividers up. So whoever it is.
It's work day.
Oh, work day.
Yeah. And I'm like, is it people who work for work day or is it potential people who they are trying to sell to?
Well,
or is
they
it like
do,
every representative?
What do they do? They do HR stuff.
Right.
And payroll and things like that. So I imagine it's probably they're trying to show all their newest stuff. A lot of times these companies who you might be using their stuff, but then they've got to come up with new products that keep up the pace with your work and with the other companies who are saying, you know, we've made that way easier if you try us.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole thing going on for that business. So I don't know what it is, but I'm going to guess that it's all about them selling to consumers, businesses. Workday is cool. I think they're an East Bay company. I think.
No.
I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong.
I don't think I haven't heard of them.
You've seen their ads. The Workday ads are the ones where everyone's called a rock star.
Oh, I certainly have seen those ads.
You know, Billy Idol's in there, yes, and I believe
Ozzy
those are
did
Workday
one too,
ads.
I think.
Hey, what you say? You're a rock star? I'm a rock star.
Yeah, you're not a rock star. Stop calling yourself that.
Hey, text number's 800-400-3697. Sarah!
Yeah, what now?
It's easier said than done. Happiness does not come so easily after separating. Together for 13 years and married for 5, currently separated, and it's hard.
I bet.
It just it depends on...
I know it is. I can tell
what's
you.
What's going on. Yeah.
Well, you feel like a limb is lost, like a truly right. an extension. I mean, even if you weren't... like really that movie love. If you spent 15 freaking years together, there's going to be an absence there.
Yeah.
No question.
It's very hard. I can say that.
Well, and especially if one person wants to leave and the other person's like, I'm totally dependent on you.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. Breakup.
Leave. What are you talking?
Robin and Alameda, the playing field in terms of dating is very uneven over 50. I'm still happier though, being divorced. Thanks for representing the island of Alameda, Robin. 707,
the island of Alameda, he says.
Oh, yes. I thought you were talking about, it seems like Robin has texted us 10 times today.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I like to plug Alameda all I can.
What?
The island of Alameda.
Yeah, it's an island.
It's technically we call it the island.
I know, I understand it's an island. Why do you want to plug it? Because you live there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what is a weird thing about the people who live on Alameda? They are...
He's just that way. He's West Virginia.
I don't know.
He's, you
know... a couple people. And even Jane is like, Alameda, it's paradise.
It is. It's like, its own little piece of heaven
okay.
in the East Bay.
I've never been.
Oh.
Yeah.
I go for the flea market once in a while. It's cool.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Hi, SVM and Bob. Have you reported Robert Redford just passed away? Yes, we did.
Yeah, I meant
very
to...
Very early
I
in the day.
I must have deleted that story because I did...
Thanks, I did mean to
reiterate it.
Thanks for texting, and thanks for all the texts today.
Time to play?
It is.
All right. There weren't that many good what happened on this date, so we're going to play. How old's that guy?
All right.
Is it even worth playing? Doesn't Vinny have like 100 points already?
Vinny, and it's going to be a battle between Vinny and Bob.
All right.
Don't be bitter,
although
Maddie.
Maybe you'll get a couple dead on, right on the nose, and then you know, 2 points at a time. It could happen. Tell you what. If you get it right today, exactly right, I'll give you 3 points.
Aha!
And you have to go first.
Okay.
How old is Amy Poehler? Maddie. How old is Amy Poehler?
51.
What do you think, Bob?
56.
I'm going to say 50.
She is 54, and that's a point for Bob. How old is singer Richard Marx?
Who?
Richard Marx.
Exactly.
Who's that?
He had massive hits in the 80s.
Name one.
Don't mean nothing, the words that you say.
That's Bonnie Raitt.
No. He had some hits. Should have known better. Right here waiting.
69.
All right, that's what Bob says. What do you think, Benny?
When in doubt, go with that one.
What say you?
68?
70. He is 62, and that's a point for Vinny.
All right.
Nice job,
man. We are tied 4-4 and 0 for Maddie.
That's 2 days in a row with a goose egg.
So far.
Hey.
How old is Mickey Rourke?
No. Oh,
who's that?
This guy.
Don't.
Oh,
he's a huge actor. He was Whiplash in Iron Man 2. He was...
Barfly.
Yeah, what's the boxing movie he did though early on?
Oh, I forgot.
He's currently known as a surgery victim.
Yes, he is.
Iron Man 2.
Yep. Okay. Who's that?
Vinny, you're up.
Okay. I'm gonna say he is 65.
What do you think, Maddie?
Let's see here. I'll say 66.
I cannot tell a lie. I looked him up and I just saw his age by accident. Sorry.
All right, you're out of the running. And the winner of that round is Maddie. Maddie, you're on the board. Mickey Rourke is 73.
Oh, shoot.
How old is magician David Copperfield? Maddie, you're first.
Boy, this guy went away as soon as the news of his nonsense got out there.
Kidnapped some lady, took her to an island. The other ladies went, yeah, me too.
And all of a sudden, now he's not doing any more shows or magic.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
He's disappeared.
Oh! How did he do it?
Did you hear that?
That's really funny. You get a point for that.
Get points for my jokes.
You're not that funny.
Well, they're not that great. 72.
Okay, you think, let's see, who were we talking about? David Copperfield, you're saying 72 years old. Bob, what do you think?
73.
I'm going to say 75.
He is 69. That's a point for you.
Dang it!
Suddenly, Maddie's back in the running with 3 points because of the extra point. 4-4 to 3.
Okay.
This is the final one.
Oh, gotta win this.
How old is Alexis Bledel?
I don't know that guy.
That's Rory from the Gilmore Girls. It's the daughter. And Underground Resistance member Emily from The Handmaid's Tale.
Are you a big fan of Rory?
Yes.
Okay.
The internet discourse has come around and thinks that she's the worst.
Why?
Because of her string of relationships.
How dare they?
Yes.
Okay, Bob, you're first. How old is Alexis Bledel?
38.
Internet. You know she's a TV show, right, Internet? Okay. I just need to say
38. Vinny, what do you say?
It's like Carrie from Sex and the City. People are like, she's the worst.
I know.
Oh, I love her.
What are you doing?
Her.
She's just a TV show.
It's right there, Sex and the City.
Either enjoy it or turn it off.
Yeah. Well, I don't like this. Let me keep watching it.
It's not that they don't like it. It's that the character is deeply flawed.
Aren't all good characters deeply flawed?
Well, that's the thing. The anti-hero is, that's
Dexter
how it works.
Kills people for crying out loud.
If everyone was just like friendly and, you know, kind, super straight moral compass.
Conflict.
Yeah.
It's important.
We need it. All right. So
what's the question?
Alexis Bledel, Rory from the Gilmore Girls. Bob says 38.
I asked you that in part because I don't know the internet buzz. I don't see her do anything else.
She hasn't.
So she had this huge hit series and then nothing.
She's on The Handmaid's Tale. She was great on that.
Oh.
That's the only other thing she's been
she's
in.
Well, that's the resistance leader.
Is she still on it?
I haven't watched this past season.
Okay. Well, at least she's done something.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her. It was a long time, though, before she did that. It was Gilmore Girls, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and nothing for like a decade.
38 to Vinny.
45.
Oh, I'm going to say 37.
She is 44 by a score of 5-4-3. Maddie, you did lose, but Vinny, you are the winner. You are El Campeón. He's already kissing.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you.
You
only
do
I can
it
get my mouse to work. Goodbye. That's what he says right there. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have tickets for Benson Boone every hour at 5 after all day long. And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.